Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello,
good evening,
and welcome.
Here we are once again, Saturday night, 9 o'clock, jumping in the best in modern and contemporary jazz with Chris and myself, H, and something of a special.
Vitamin up, Tej, special edges, Polishki jazz, jazz of edge, edgy, jumping in. And please go to Swodje Pivo, Kilabasi, Chalabdi, Fantastides, Rozdonoshki, Muziki. Quite enough of that. And apologies.
Could be anything, really.
Apologies to the Polish community and speakers everywhere. Yes, welcome along to this special Polish jazz edition of Jumping In. Have your beer, sausage, and bread ready for a fantastic variety of music. So, what's been buttering your pierogi this week, H?
I thought I'd go for the easier names. We have to have some Tomasz Stanko, perhaps the granddaddy for many of Polish jazz star, the Jazzulka Sextet Komeda. Yes, Krzysztof Komeda recomposed their wonderful stuff, and also the fantastic Maciej Ubara Quartet.
And from me, well, we have a second sound check into the Fifth Element whilst being artificially stupid around a hippocamp. And along with an extensive list of unpronounceable, well, by me anyway, names, just leaves me longing. Here's Newbone with Heritage.
Thank you.
heritage there, taken from the recently released Longing from the established Polish quintet New Bone. Founded back in 96 by trumpeter Tomasz Kuzdiak, the group originally played mainstream, but since taking on pianist Dominic Warnier, who those of you with good memories will remember I played his Ravel album about a month ago, they took him into the fold back in 2013, and it's steadily and surely developed a much more modern sound. Longing's their sixth release, and is none the worse for that, possibly the strongest yet. Joining Kuzdiak Warnier and our saxophonist Bartolomiej Pruknal, Maciej Adamczak on bass, and David Foruna on the drums. The album features 9 original compositions, 8 by Kuzdiak and 1 by his late father, Jan Kuzdiak, regarded by many as one of the founders of trad back in Poland.
Very nice indeed. You're listening to Jumping In. It's our Polish jazz special. There is so much great jazz coming out of Poland, and you just don't know where to start with some of it. Some of it on the large labels, some on the smaller labels. Of course, Steve has Jazz Sounds. Wonderful stuff. We'll talk about Steve in a moment. Coming up next, though, this is a cracking one. Komeda Recomposed, Krzysztof Komeda, again one of the granddaddies of Polish jazz music. And this is the Jazzkulka Sextet, wonderful album, really enjoyed this one, came out in 2018 I think, and we'll hear the first track on this actually, it's called Kato. Thank you. talking stuff. 2018 that came out. The Jaskulka Sextet, led from the piano by Slavek Jaskulka, along with, and I'll have a go at the names now, Emil Misk on the trumpet and flugelhorn, Piotr Czechy on tenor sax, Mikhail Jan Kielski on alto, Pieter Kulkowski on double bass, and Roman Slavaski on the drums. And yeah, really enjoyed that. The music of Christoph Komeda recomposed. And great stuff.
A little bit more from, it is a fantastic album, that. A bit more from Emil Misik later on, who's a favourite of mine, actually, is one of the great Polish trumpeters. A great many of the Polish albums we featured in the show, not only in the past, but also tonight, are courtesy of Steve at stevesjazzsounds.co.uk, whose website is a veritable Aladdin's cave of all things jazzy and Polish. So thanks to him, go and check it out.
All you need is a Polish beer and you can spend a happy evening.
Well, you can at least listen to some of the bits, even though you might not be able to say them. Now, one of the very first albums I bought from the site was the second album from a quartet, Soundcheck, somewhat imaginatively called Two. Here's Intro. Intro from Soundcheck 2, the quartet established by sax man and composer Maciej Kokinski back in 2002. They're part of the Polish jazz establishment with some six names under their name, as well as a number of solo projects. And along with Kokinski are pianist Krzysztof Dysz, Andrzej Swiss on bass, and drummer Krzysztof Smander. And they are well worth a listen.
They certainly are a great sound, that. It is Jumping In Polish Jazz Special. Moving on with a man who's moved on himself to become something of a world star on the jazz scene, hailing out from a Polish stable, Marcin Wasilewski. He and his piano trio really found fame when, of course, Tomasz Stanko took them under his wing, and he basically became the rhythm section for the Tomasz Stanko Quartet. From there, he just went on to find fame just with his own trio, the Marcin Wasilewski Trio, and has brought out several albums. The last one, I think, a live album on the ECM label again. Well, going back to the earlier days, so this is from a selection from the Empik Jazz Club, the very best of Marcin Wasilewski early recording selection. And here he is actually with a sax player in this case, in the form of Heinrich Miskiewicz. And let's hear them in play.
Thank you.
Gate of Happiness, that is the Marcin Wasilewski trio, almost 20 years ago, 2001, with Henryk Miskiewicz on the alto sax as there as well. I was trying to see if that is the father of the drummer, because of course the drummer for years with Marcin has been Michael Miskiewicz on the percussion. Now whether that's his dad or not, I don't know. Could be, but it might just be a very popular name in Poland. And unfortunately, all the liner notes are written in Polish, and my Polish isn't up to finding out whether it says anything about that. And I can't see it, is the short answer. Anyway, fine stuff, good stuff, very enjoyable. Gate of Happiness. Henryk Miskiewicz on the alto there. Marcin himself on the piano. It's still going great guns. And of course, we should mention Slawomir Kurgiewicz on the bass.
Marcin or Marcin?
Good question.
Discuss, yes. And surely you know that Maskiewicz is Polish for Smith, heaven's sake. Now for something a little bit different, the Atom String Quartet. They've successfully melded jazz with many other forms, including classical music, traditional folk, and perhaps even bluegrass on this release. On the Fifth Element, they're joined by that Fifth Element being saxophonist Cesare Gazdinia. Here's Chris Annie. Thank you.
You listen program Jumping In with Chris and HK. And my name is Thomas Steinko.
Thank you very much. Thomas.
what a lovely chap he was, the late, great Tomáš Staňko, introducing that piece from his album December Avenue 2016, when we had the great pleasure of spending a few minutes with him for an interview. And he's a really nice guy, very laid back. Spoke. We did try several years before that, but of course, before he started spending more time in America, he spoke very little English. And so we did try interviewing him years before that, but we had about 2 minutes or so, but he said, oh, my English is not so good. But then when we spoke to him this time, it was much, much better. And we actually spoke for about 5-10 minutes, and he had a few pictures and did that little sting for us. Bless him, wonderful stuff. And that was a track called Yankeel's Lid, from the great album, like I said, December Avenue. And with his American quartet, as he called it. So, of course, he did have Marcin Vasilevskiy and such like. But then he went on to lead his New York quartet with David Vrelis on piano, Ruben Rogers bass, and Gerald Cleaver at the drums.
And before that, we had the multi-award-winning Atom String Quartet with Cesare Sganginia on sax and Krajani from their 2015 release, The Fifth Element, which was chosen as Jazz Album of the Year by a number of different European jazz magazines. You're listening to the Jumpin' In Polish Special with Chris and H. I don't think we've ever had a show with so many Z's and K's in it. Despite many of them being silent, they would still ensure a winning Scrabble score if proper names were allowed, which of course they're not. Now, many great trumpeters indeed have come out of Poland. Tomáš, of course, and Jerzy Malik, who also has an excellent new album out, which we'll save for another show, perhaps. And another favourite of mine, as you played a little earlier, Emil Mišík and his band Sonic Syndicate. Here from their recently released Artificial Stupidity is Pranky. Thank you.
Michel O'Bara and his quartet. Jolly Bored. I think he's got two out on ECM now with Dominic Warnier. We're hearing him for the second time. Ole Morten Vagen and Gard Nilsson. And yes, that's an album called Unloved.
And before that, we had Pranky from Emil Mischik and Sonic Syndicate. He says the title, the music was connected to our daily routine on the internet derealization. In particular, it's Emil 2.0. Followers, ads, likes, these things are really funny and stupid. And of course, I'm also a victim of the system. Please learn to use it wisely, he says. Solid advice. His other group, Algorithm, also has a new release. And that's about it for this Polish edition of Jumping In. We hope you enjoyed what is just a taste of the great music coming out of this country. And perhaps there's other artists that we feature throughout the year. But before we go, we just got time for a track from Hippocamp, the latest release from guitarist Marek Nepojowski, the go-to axeman in Poland who's played with Tomasz Stanko, Leszek Mozdar, Anna Maria Jopek, not to mention John Taylor, Marcus Miller and Pat Metheny. Here's Brainstorm.
See you next week.
Bye for now. I'm gonna go get some more.